Welcome back again, WSJF listeners, to another production of Married and Family Living with our hosts, Al and Linda Grassley. For our 47th episode, Linda and Al reminisce a bit about last month's show about grandparent-grandchild relationships before they move into a conversation about their budgeting and bill-paying process to talk about couple communication. As we move into the holiday season, it's important to frequently share information about what's happening in couple and family life. So, let's get into the show. Here are our hosts, Al and Linda Grassley.
Welcome to Married and Family Living with the Grassleys on 92.7 WSJF.
A show focused on the domestic church, the family, which is the foundation of faith and spirituality.
We hope you find our stories encouraging and helpful as we share our challenges of married and family living.
Good evening, Linda.
Good evening.
It's episode 47, and this is kind of exciting. Matthew's producing the show.
Yes.
So it really is a family event here. Or actually, maybe this show won't be produced at all. Maybe you forgot to hit the record button.
I'm sure it's fine.
Who knows? So, yeah. It's
Danny's right behind him, making sure all is well.
It's a little different because Matthew's here now. So I'm glad we didn't go ahead with that $5 fundraiser, $5 to get in here and watch the magic.
The magic, yeah.
Because I'm not feeling myself. It's like we're performing in front of an audience, you know, just a little nervous. So
take a breath. You'll
okay,
be okay.
Yeah, I'll take a breath. Okay. So our last episode was about grandparenting, and we did see Tony Gioia in Mass Sunday.
Yeah, he's the one that requested it.
Yeah, he still hasn't listened to it, the full thing. So he's on my list. He better listen to it before it's over.
Well, maybe he has already. Yes.
No Christmas gift for him.
Oh, Scrooge.
Yeah, Scrooge. So what are we talking about on this episode, Linda?
Yeah, so we were thinking about talking about our budget and bills, but then we realized really the whole premise of the first part of the show will be on communicating.
Yes, yeah. So you know how you're sitting there watching TV and there's an old couple, you know, for Charles Schwab or Vanguard or TW Waterhouse or whatever yeah. it is. And they're checking their portfolio and they all are looking happy. Oh, look at that. Oh, we're
smiling ear to ear.
Not a care in the world.
Going on vacation, skipping in a field.
Yes, yeah. You know that. So that's not us.
Not all the time.
Not
I
all
guess.
The time. So I think I've had the bills now for how many years, Linda?
At least 12.
12 years.
Yeah.
So,
you know, you've been working a lot of extra hours, and I'm, as you call it, retired.
Yes, you're retired.
And I said, why don't you let me take the bills? Like, I could take something off your plate.
Well, so the way we do the bills is, you know, I have it budgeted a certain amount of money in each envelope.
Yeah, we do an envelope system.
We do envelopes, sort of, right? And then sometimes it's a virtual envelope. I'm using quotes.
Yes.
Air quotes. And if it's in the envelope, you could spend it.
Right.
Right? I mean, if we have extra money for groceries, it's like, well, let's get a half a gallon of ice cream. Right?
Spend
I mean, as long as you spend it at Martin's, that's where we do our grocery shopping.
Right.
Or Walmart, you take it out of the envelope and you spend it.
Right.
Right? So Linda was feeling like that you could cut back a little. Well, how were you feeling that you wanted to?
Well, I felt, first of all, I could take some things off your plate because you have a lot on your plate.
Yes.
And I have more flexibility in my schedule right now. And I was also thinking, I mean, we had some surprise expenses this year with a hot water heater blowing up in your basement office, Joy.
Yes.
And tax surprises, you know. So I thought, well, maybe because I spend most of the money, I mean, not that I'm like a big spender, I'm not a big shopper or anything, but because that's my role in the family is to buy the groceries, clothing, household items, you know,
yeah,
I'm the one that
does
that.
Yes, absolutely.
So I really know what I'm spending.
Yes.
And so that way I could really focus a little bit more on what I'm spending and how much I need to spend and don't need to spend.
So this spurred a conversation, I think it was Sunday morning, wasn't it? After we had our breakfast.
Yeah.
So we were kind of hanging out together and then it got way too serious. So I was having a good time. It's Sunday.
I was harsh in your mellow. Yes, is that what you're saying?
Yes. So we made a date for me to officially hand off the bills. Now, I will say that you know, I go into, so we don't have a we don't have a credit card. We just have a debit card. So I go into the checking account. I log in at least once a day because I'm always expecting somebody to deposit $10,000 into our account somehow, some way. But I just go in all the time and see if anything's got to be moved or something. So we made it for, I think it was a Friday.
Friday or Saturday.
It was a Friday happy hour.
It wasn't very happy.
No, it was very happy.
No, I don't think it wasn't that it wasn't happy. There was just so much, like, when I, remember when I had the bills when we were first married and I had a spreadsheet and I would, like, document every little cent that we spent or had to spend. Even if somebody got us a gift card, I would put that in the income column and you were like, oh, Lord, you know, this is way too detailed. But you don't have to record every little cent that, you know, is in the spending and earning, but
So we met up in my office where my personal computer is, and you know, I called up Quicken. We use Quicken, and I showed Linda what was going on there. Pretty much everything's in Quicken, and then I detailed the easy 7-step process to record to record something on Quicken.
Crazy. So, there's like 5 different places where...
No, there's 7, Linda. There's 7 seats.
Well, there's take good enough a lot notes. Of things that you record and transfer over here and look at this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, my head was spinning like, why? Why wouldn't you just have it on one
sheet? Because it's not easy. That's why. So after that, Linda didn't want to do the bills anymore.
No. Like for a week, I was, you know, on it, and except every single day, Al was asking me, well, did you check the balance? Did you check our account? Did you record this? Did you, every day? And that's like, I usually would look at things once a week and update it all at the same time. And I said, this isn't working. I don't think it wasn't that you didn't want to let it go, but
I was worried.
Yes, and I get that. I was so worried when I gave it up before, too. I'm like, oh, it's going to, you know, really mess things up. But it really, you've always been great. When you took over, you would do your, you had your own spreadsheet and did charts and stuff after I taught you how
quarterly,
to do those.
A quarterly spreadsheet.
And we'd have a quarterly meeting. So I always knew this global picture. But me, it's like a daily, not that I check every day, but my financial view is the daily.
Yeah, let's see what's in the envelope. And we'll see what we need here.
Yeah, like making my list.
Make your list stuff. So then it was like, okay, I'll just keep it, keep doing the bills.
Recording in your 5 locations.
Yeah, 7, Linda, 7. You did not take enough.
I missed something. I must have dozed off.
So
Judy's gonna love this broadcast.
Yeah. So, but now we have, because this is the communication part of the show.
Yes.
We talk about it every couple of weeks when I get paid. It's like, okay, let's.
Yep. So we're checking in even more regularly than we ever have.
Yes.
And it's kind of like our calendar. We look at every Sunday, and now you know every other week we're looking at our bills, our budget, short-term, long-term. And it satisfies both of us, and that's really the way it should be.
Yeah, so it's just a way of communication. And while we were going through this episode, I was listening to Focus on the Family about giving podcast. Up the bills to somebody, giving up, you know, your bills to somebody. So
This couple,
they had this couple, and one of the spouses was a CPA. Mm-hmm. Counting public, and the other spouse is like, well, Charlie's a CPA, so I don't need to worry about anything. Well, Charlie didn't mind going in debt, and then come to find out, I can't remember when it was, Charlie finally came to the spouse and said, well, we're kind of in debt. And she's like, well, how much are we in debt? Well, we're a year's salary of in debt. We're in debt. And they're just like, she was flabbergasted, like, what, how come you didn't tell me this?
Right.
So this is all part of the communication. So now we have better communication now.
Yes. And remember that several episodes ago, we talked about an article in the Kiplinger that was talking about women, how they really don't know a lot about the finances of the home. which I found surprising. I don't know if Kiplinger targets older
couples. I think it does,
Because most of my friends, a lot of my friends that I would talk about finances with are a little bit younger, and it's usually the wife that's more in charge with the finances.
I know, it's kind of strange.
Yeah, and I felt like I was kind of in between where, you know, you had taken over and, but still I was somewhat involved, but now I'm really happy at where we are.
Okay.
You know, because it's a good balance, really.
Yes, me too. And I'm glad I'm still doing the seven part process to record something and cooking. It just keeps me happy. So,
now, didn't we see something about one of the number one reasons for marriages having trouble is finances?
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah. I think it's
at least
in the top
three.
Three.
Yeah.
I think it's
so. It's important, you know, no matter what your role is, if you know, husband or wife, maybe they're not as comfortable with finances. You know, that's okay. But just make sure that you're in touch with each other, at least on a quarterly basis and hopefully somewhat more frequently.
Yeah. So actually, this would be a good time for me to tell you that I spent $1,200 on a set of golf clubs for my Christmas present. And I'm going down to Florida to golf with Mike.
You want to fly?
Yes, I am. So,
okay.
So that's the kind of communication we're talking about. And then what else? Oh, the communication. I wanted to talk a little bit about marriages.
Because there's been a lot. You want to talk about the famous people?
The famous marriages that have been in the
news.
I know
they're real people, but like I think of them as not real people. You know?
Yeah. So let's see. Tom Brady. You know, yeah. I'm kind of a fan of Tom Brady. Maybe people know that. Ooh, maybe they don't.
A lot of people just turn the radio off.
It could be. So, but, you know, they're going through divorce. I'm really kind of bumming. I mean, I thought they were happy.
Yeah,
they've been married for 12 years. So
they have young kids. And
So I think that's a lack of communication because he still wants to play football. And his wife doesn't want him to play football, I guess.
I imagine they've communicated that.
I think they were screaming and yelling at each other for a while. And then,
what was the other marriage? There was another marriage.
Oh, Sly. That... Sly Stallone and his wife.
Yeah,
they were married
him.
For like 26 or 27 years, and then they were...
But then they got back together, right?
Well, then it's... I guess he's doing a reality show, so it could just be all a bunch of...
Promotional kind of
stuff. But he got that tattoo changed of his wife on his shoulder. He got that changed. So I'm like, oh, man, why is he getting divorced with her? But
what
anyway.
What did the tattoo say?
It was a picture of his wife.
Oh.
Then he got it re-tattooed, the picture of his dog.
Oh, that is not true.
It is. So,
is it? Yeah, oh, so, Lord, please.
That's how they thought it was all trouble. There was a lot of trouble going on there. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's just silly. But anyway.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I think that rests. So, the communication is sit down and have a talk with your spouse about finances.
Yeah.
Especially coming up Christmas.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I know.
So we've already talked about Christmas and...
I think we talked about this last year, too.
Yeah.
Think about the real meaning of Christmas. And we talked about, like, de-stressing. I mean, finances can be a big deal. So set a budget, realistic budget, and stick to it.
If you can, yes. Yep.
And, you know, especially if your kids are young.
You can just get one present. They'll be happy.
My mom always said three, you know, for the Trinity.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But let's not skip the Christmas.
Don't break the bank.
Don't break the bank. Okay. So you are listening to Married and Family Living with the Grassleys on WSJF.
92.7 FM.
Thanks for the station break, Al and Linda. Danny Gallagher here for the WSJF radio team. We just wanted to share that we're making some changes to the local programming schedule on WSJF, so stay tuned to Spots on Air and the WSJF Facebook page that will describe the changes to the broadcast times of our local programming. In general, we're going to keep the weekday relevant radio programming intact and play our local shows in the early morning hours on weekdays, and then also play those local shows all day on Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned to WSJF for all the details. Let's get back to the show. Here are our hosts, Al and Linda.
Okay, now for the second part of the show, Linda. There's a blank sheet of paper here for
we're
me.
We're all over the place here.
Well, that was good. That was a good communication thing. But we didn't really communicate about what the second part of the show was going to be here.
Yes, we did.
Are you sure? I don't think so.
No, we were thinking about growing in faith together. This... last month, October, there were a lot of opportunities for us to do some faith-filled things together. We wanted to update you on our devotional that we got. How many months ago?
That was back in 2018, wasn't it, when we got this devotional? We're on day seven? No, what day are we on?
We're on the third week. I don't know. We've done 3 weeks and three months, I think.
Yes.
I think maybe it's not that bad, but.
It's bad. You know what's really surprising to me is both you and I want to do this devotional.
Right.
And we just can't do it.
We struggle to carve that time out.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And we know how important it is. We talk about it every month about how important it is to do this kind of stuff. And we still can't do it.
And imagine if you're a couple that really is dragging your feet and doesn't want to do it. Or maybe one does or the other doesn't.
I mean, luckily we're kind of on the same page.
But we want to. Yeah.
If somebody's like, I'm not, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of, I'm like that a little bit because anyway.
This book in particular, you're like, what's this? Why are we doing this? And then we had a talk and you came around to my way of thinking.
Yes, this is exactly what happened. I couldn't get Linda to bend her way of thinking on the finances. But
yeah, well, so what's the name of the book again? Let's just refresh our...
Forever.
A Catholic devotional
for your marriage.
Yeah.
They'll actually pay you to order this book because they're not selling them anywhere.
Well, it's kind of based on Theology of the Body by JP2. And so they have like little reading and then a prayer and a little something for you to do. I think we mentioned that one of the things was to stare into each other's eyes for four minutes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you'd think, how long have we been married? 27 years
or something.
And that was really weird.
It was kind of weird, right?
It's funny though. We laughed
because we were laughing and stuff. I mean, we've known each other for, I think, 30 years, Linda. Maybe 30.
More. 1983. Numbers.
40.
40 years.
40
almost.
Years.
Next year will be 40 years. Yeah.
And that's the longest I've looked into your eyes.
4 minutes.
That'd be 4 minutes. So we were laughing about that. And then they wanted us to do some other stuff, which I was kind of pleasantly surprised that we kind of already did. They want us to go to daily mass, which we try to go to daily mass on Wednesdays. We try.
We're going to switch to Thursdays, right?
Oh, yes. Linda's retirement schedule is getting too busy, so we have to go Thursdays now.
But we're fortunate. I'm sorry. You still work in the basement.
Yes.
But that we can do that. Like we have flexibility. And I was thinking if others don't have that flexibility in their time, just to come up with a time once a week that you can go into the chapel together for adoration or to say the rosary. That was one of the other activities the book asked us to do, was to say the rosary, specifically the Sorrowful Mysteries.
Yeah.
And
which
Al's like, we go to rosary on Tuesdays.
Yeah, we go to rosary.
I'm like, yeah, but everybody's there. We're supposed to do this specifically for us.
And every Tuesday is Sorrowful Mystery. Every Tuesday
it is.
Sorrowful Mystery.
I know it is. So we waited all week, you know, trying to find time to do it. And when did we do it?
We did it Sunday morning before 10:45 Mass.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we had to get here early.
The chapel was too busy, so we actually went into the church and did it in front of the scaffolding. Which was interesting.
I was not happy about that.
Yes, but it turned out to be really nice.
The Eucharist wasn't even in there, and I was like, it's not about that, right? So read what it says. Why are we supposed to do that?
So I don't agree with this premise, but I will read it. So this is...
Then you can share why you don't agree with it.
This came out with a really good... this came out with a good conversation me and you had that we wouldn't have had if we didn't do the devotion.
Right.
Let me see here. I think I tore the page out, Linda. I'm looking for it. I thought it was right here. Okay, here it is right here. In each marriage, the bride and bridegroom can look to the cross for inspiration to love in a complete and sacrificial way. So basically what they're saying is if you go through the Sorrowful Mysteries, they're very, you know, Jesus has given up
his
body for us. Yeah, they're sorrowful. So you should be doing that for your spouse that's the way I read it.
Yeah.
But I kind of disagree with that premise because, you know.
Because we've had it pretty easy.
Yeah, I think so. Most of the time.
So far. I mean, we've been through some rough times, but we've always been side by side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't been, well, there's been a couple times we've been fighting, but not too bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the dishwasher.
Well, I have a little more time now to critique the way you load it.
Yeah, actually now, because Linda's retired now, she's actually telling me how to unload it correctly, which is just a little bit different. So it's kind of funny. But that inspired a good conversation. We're still talking about it. And then what was another thing it did that they wanted us to do? Oh, we had to think about, I think one time they were talking about old boyfriends and girlfriends and how... Yeah, we really didn't go into that, but they wanted you to, you know, like you're, like if you love a banana split, it's not the same kind of love as a love in marriage.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So they kind of made like, if you look, go back
to. So how past relationships would.
Would be fleeting moments.
Right.
And this is built on rock, Linda.
Rock. Rock. Yeah. So, I mean, we aren't even halfway done with this devotional, but we'll let you know. I mean, some of it's been great, right? And some of it's been kind of like, eh,
yeah.
You
know. The sacrificial, yeah, that's, you know, it's not a sacrifice being married to you, Linda. I hope you don't feel the same about,
same about. We're very blessed.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. All right, so that's. So
the other thing that we did, and we were going to do it together, but our schedules didn't really line up, but, you know, we had the Rosary Congress.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, we both signed up for that, which, if you don't know what it is, it's 7 days of adoration and. They do the Holy Rosary.
Well, they have every hour. They have the sign up genius. So yeah. You sign up for an hour and you come in and do the Rosary.
Right. So they do that usually every October. I didn't realize what it was all about. And I looked it up and it says it's reminiscent of the Old Testament siege of Jericho. So for the 7 days, remember the story? I think we listened to that on Adventures in Odyssey. With the kids, that God's chosen people marched around the walls of Jericho as God had instructed them. And on the seventh day, of course, the walls came tumbling down. So, but it was really, adoration is always beautiful, but it was just so nice to see so many people coming and going and, you know, having that long duration of it full. And
right. I did the early morning, I think it was... What was it?
You did overnight.
Two to four or something, or three to...
3 to 6, you did.
3 to 6, yeah. I did, yeah. So...
Oh, it's a long
I had
one.
A nice nap in there.
So but you it was got nice. To hear three rosaries.
Well, I it was just me, myself, and I there, so I was belting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That's good.
That was good being alone. I like being alone in there.
It's very peaceful.
Think some things out.
But it made me think about, recently in the Catholic Review, there was an article about... what I call rote prayer. I mean, the Catholic Church has a lot of prayers, like the Rosary.
Yep.
I think every Christian faith has Our Father.
Right.
Like Hail Mary. You know, a lot of the prayers are based on scripture. Some are tradition.
The chanting.
And the article was just talking about how a lot of other denominations might think that the Catholic... prayers are just, you know, made up prayers.
What?
You should talk directly to God with your own words and your own thoughts. And, you know, that it's just like these automatic prayers that don't have any emotion or feeling or relationship with God or Christ. And I guess growing even up as an Episcopalian, we had similar prayers, you know, that I find are so beautiful. And sometimes you don't know what to say. And they can be so meaningful and take your mind where it needs to go to have a more intimate prayer life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So,
yeah, I kind of, when we do this, the Sorrowful Mysteries for the Rosary or any kind of mysteries for the Rosary, it makes you think about what Jesus was going through and while you're saying the prayer.
Right. And so, I remember the very first time I kind of learned, I mean, I always saw rosary beads because most of the population in my hometown were Catholic and I wasn't. I was always so jealous they could carry their pretty beads and they got to go to catechism. But the first time I actually heard the rosary was on EWTN.
Oh, really?
And I thought it was weird. They had these people like standing in a field all holding the rosary and then you hear this monotone of the prayers all put together. And then when I started really learning what all the prayers were, I just found such a beauty in it and a peace. And the meditation of it on each mystery, and even as your mind wanders, of course, the priest this weekend talked about a lot about prayer this month in October.
Right.
Last week. I can't remember the date, but regardless, you know, to persevere and don't worry if your mind wanders, you know. But you do that sometimes with these repetitive prayers, and it makes you think of other things that you need to place at God's feet.
Right. So. Yeah. So that was good. Yes, it was about perseverance. It was the gospel with the lady bugging the judge.
Yeah.
To render a good judgment on me.
Right. Right.
That was the gospel. So, all right. So it's Thanksgiving. Are we going to say anything about Thanksgiving? Or did you have something else you wanted to say?
One more thing. I started learning the Divine Mercy.
Oh.
Which is a really beautiful prayer that you can pray with your rosary. And that was it.
Okay. You're going to have to teach me that because I don't know how to do it. What did I say? Did I steal your thunder, Linda?
No, not at all.
Is this one of those?
No, it's just what I wanted to say. Like, that's a beautiful prayer, a string of prayers that are very beautiful. Gotcha. And even just the Fatima prayer brings me, like, it chokes me up almost every time we say it in the rosary.
Yeah, we actually watched a movie on Fatima, an old
recently,
one.
Recently, yeah, because it was the anniversary this month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So just the more that, I don't know, I think the more that we learn these prayers that people would think are rote prayers or, you know, automatic prayers, not feeling prayers, I think that that's really not true. They are very emotional, and we can have a stronger relationship with Christ through these
those prayers.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's Thanksgiving month, and I'm hoping you make like 5 or 6 pies for me. Okay. I'll be very thankful.
I promise too.
So I just wanted to say on Thanksgiving, because I don't know why this hit me this week, but it's like when we have Thanksgiving, I think we always, well, I do anyway, always compare, well, that wasn't as good as this Thanksgiving. Or remember that Thanksgiving back in 1985 when, you know, we're at my parents' house or something, or, you know, you always tend to be a little reminiscent and stuff. But
right.
This Thanksgiving, I'm going to try to just live in the moment and be thankful for what's going on that day.
Right.
And I would encourage our listeners, all three of them, to do the same thing.
So, I learned we have another one.
You know, it's not going to be a perfect Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving usually never are, but just embrace it. It's like the life is messy.
Right.
It's like, it's just the way it is. Just enjoy it because...
Find the joy in it in that moment.
Yes.
As you said, here in the script.
Oh, yeah. You were writing it down when I was saying it? Hopefully you will have a full table of parents, kids, and grandparents. That was tying in last month's
last
show.
Week, yeah, with grandparents.
With grandparents, yeah.
Friends.
Yes, we hope you have a blessed and great Thanksgiving from Married and Family Living with the Grassels.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And from WSJF 92.7, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Al and Linda, for preparing the content and recording the show for us to broadcast. As the Grassleys alluded to at the top of the show, their son, Matthew, was the recording engineer for this show, and Danny Gallagher produced the show and completed the post-production work to make the show broadcast ready. Don't forget about our upcoming programming changes, and please stay tuned to WSJF for more details. If there is anyone out there in Radio Land who is interested in participating as a member of the WSJF radio team, we are always on the lookout for recording and post-production engineers, show producers, writers, voice talent, and people to help us better market the station to the local Sykesville and Eldersburg areas. If you are interested, please send an email to wsjf@stjoseph.cc with your contact information, and we'll be in touch. Finally, thank you, listeners, for taking the time to listen and for your prayer and financial support of WSJF. We are listener-supported, and we need that support to stay on the air. Thank you again. We'll catch you next time on Married and Family Living with the Grassleys.